Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, latest CSO figures show that 73 COVID-related deaths happened in Donegal up to January the 8th. The chief medical officers in the Republic and Northern Ireland have urged people to stay at home due to the high levels of COVID-19 on the island. A Donegal bus escort says there are serious concerns ahead of the return to school for special needs students next Thursday. And the Taoiseach says efforts are ongoing in a bid to solve the Brexit fallout issue affecting fishermen. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by news with Colm Ferrisher. But first news, the latest figures from the CSO up until January the 8th show 73 COVID-related deaths have been reported in County Donegal. The median age of those that died was 83. Six deaths are reported in the last week of November. Meanwhile, there are 6,245 cases with the median age of 38. Nationally, there have been 2,096 confirmed COVID-19 deaths and 231 probable, according to the figures from the Central Statistics Office. Of those, 126 were aged between 25 and 64, 606 were aged between 65 and 79, and 1,332 were aged 80 or over. Pfizer is to reduce its production of COVID-19 vaccines on a temporary basis, which will affect shipments to Europe later this month. The company says its so production capacity can be scaled up to 2 billion doses by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the HSE has confirmed people will now get the second dose of the jab 28 days after the first. The gaps being widened from 21 days so more people can get the initial protection. Most general practice teams could be vaccinated against COVID-19 in a matter of weeks, according to a leading expert. The first doses of the Moderna vaccine will be administered at 3 mass vaccination centres tomorrow. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly says the clinics in Dublin, Galway and Portlaoise will focus on GP teams. Assistant Professor for General Practice at TCD, Brendan O'Shea, says the situation is developing quickly.
And we know that the HSE and the IMO and the ICGP are continually consulting around this. A portal is being set up and people are able to register in it. So we are optimistic that in the next 4 to 6 weeks, it is likely that most general practice teams will be immunised.
A further 26 COVID-related deaths have been recorded in the north. 1,052 people tested positive for coronavirus in the last 24 hours in Northern Ireland. There are 840 patients being treated for COVID in hospital and 63 people are in ICU. It comes as the chief medical officers in the Republic and Northern Ireland have urged people to stay at home due to the high levels of COVID-19 on the island. In a joint statement, Dr. Tony Houlihan and Dr. Michael McBride says we are going to continue to see high mortality rates in the two jurisdictions over the coming weeks. They say they will continue to work together to protect the public health across the island. There's been a huge rise in the 14-day incidence rate of COVID-19 across all local electoral areas in Donegal. Cases are up across the county, resulting in the rate of infection in the Milford and Letterkenny areas being almost double the national average per 100,000 people. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The Glantys area has seen a 128% increase in the 14-day incidence rate from 426.4 to 974.1, with confirmed cases more than doubling to 233. Figures to January the 11th show 184 cases confirmed in North Inishowen, with the area's rate of infection now 1,084.6, up 119%. The south of the peninsula has seen a 44% increase in the rate to 1,023.9 and 229 reported cases. In Milford, the infection rate is almost double the national average of 1,497 at 2,439.9. Figures up to Monday show 336 confirmed cases there. Similarly, in Letterkenny, the rate of infection is 2,326.2 with 693 cases. There's been an increase in the number of cases in Lifford-Stranorler to 372 with an incidence rate of 1,436.9, up 65%. Donegal has followed the county trend. The incidence rate there is up 108% to 1,410.3 with 310 reported cases.
A Donegal bus escort says there are serious concerns ahead of the return to school for special needs students next Thursday. It's claimed the number of pupils on school buses, lack of ventilation and PPE are still major issues. Disability and carers organisations are due to meet Department of Education officials to discuss plans for the resumption of classes on January the 28th. Megan, a local bus escort, feels they are being left behind.
We know the difficulty. We want them back at school. We want all children back at school. We want to be back in our job. That's not what it is. We want to be reassured that we will be considered close contacts, that these will be put down as, yes, it came from this bus, it came from this child or this adolescent or whoever it is, went this way. We have maybe a wee bit better PPE at the minute. All we have is a mask that we provide ourselves and one sanitizer at the very top of the bus, which I'm sure you can imagine when the bus is driving and somebody sneezes, it's not an easy place to get to. The main safety issue we have is obviously our numbers on the buses, the no ventilation, the lack of PPE and not being considered close contact when we do or if we do have positive cases. That's where we're coming from. Like we're kind of being left behind in the sense that, you know, we're not close contact, so that means we can't get tested. You know, when we ring up, oh, I've had a child in my bus, you're not a close contact, so you can't get a test.
There are calls for programmes to be put in place for children with additional needs following reports of major regression for some children while schools have been closed. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, while welcoming the return to school for special needs students, told it all it's vital additional support is provided for these children. He also hit out at Education Minister Norma Foley over the government's U-turns on school reopenings.
I'm glad that my wains are young adults and done with school. Because the U-turns this government has taken over the reopening of schools has had me spinning around. The utter disregard for students, parents, teachers, principals and all of the ancillary school staff has been shocking. The government forged ahead with plans to reopen schools this week despite our highest daily numbers of positive COVID cases. That was scrapped and then you talked about just bringing in leaving cert students for 3 days per week despite any consultation with the affected groups. Thankfully, students and unions rallied and a significant campaign took place and forced yet another U-turn. Each U-turn this government has been because of public outcry and pressure. At this week's meeting of the Oireachtas Disability Group, we heard from advocates supporting parents of children with additional needs. The advocates told us of reported major regression for some of the children from their time out of school and away from that routine. Regressions were reported relating to behavioural issues, some having seizures, losing vocabulary, losing the ability to speak, regression to their toilet training, and reports of some being medicated because of their anxiety levels. Advocacy organisations are calling for the rollout of the summer programme that ran last year, and it was previously known as the July programme, and the precedence is there for running these classes for children with additional needs. And I note that you say that they're going back next week. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. There are reports of some universities are already planning to be online again from semester one later this year, whilst others are still haven't decided or communicated a plan for the rest of the current semester. Let people plan. With all the uncertainty around this pandemic, new strains, rates of vaccinations, etc., the least service providers and employers can do is some forward planning. Realistically, we should probably be looking at online learning and increased working from home for the rest of this year. So let people organise for it and do it properly.
Well, exam officials could have to wait on a High Court ruling before Leaving Cert predicted grades are considered this year, according to an educational expert. Students have been calling for calculated marks to be reintroduced due to uncertainty over the traditional Leaving Cert. Education Minister Norma Foley says changes to exam layouts have been made, giving students more of a choice in written elements. Education columnist Brian Mooney says the fairness of predicted grades is being challenged before the High Court.
That is actually a huge part of the problem going forward. Because this court case might result in some finding by Justice Meenan, which might actually affect the capacity of the state to provide a predicted grade structure similar to last year. So they're probably going to have to wait.
Nearly half of those who've received the pandemic unemployment payments so far have overpaid tax. Of the 146,000 people affected, 500 of them will be owed more than €5,000. Revenue figures show over 400,000 people will be receiving tax bills related to the government's COVID-19 supports today. Nora Collender from Chartered Accountants Ireland says anyone who's underpaid tax won't have to start paying it back until next year.
Revenue have set out that there are two options. The taxpayer can discharge in part or in full the liability through RevPay on my account on the Revenue website, or alternatively, they have the option of spreading the payment over 4 years starting from 2022. And the payments will come out through the PayYE system out of the workers' paychecks.
The Taoiseach just says employers who refuse to let employees to work from home will have to provide an explanation. Workers are to be given the right to request to work from home under the new National Remote Work Strategy. Staff will also be given a legal right to disconnect, meaning they won't be obliged to take calls or answer emails outside of work hours. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the employer's decision could be challenged in the Workplace Relations Commission.
The way it will work is that somebody has the right to request remote working, and the onus is on the employer to either say yes or explain why not. And they would have to give reasons that would stand up, and those reasons could be challenged in the Workplace Relations Commission, for example.
The Taoiseach says efforts are ongoing in a bid to solve the Brexit fallout issue affecting fishermen. For the last 14 days, fishermen in Donegal and the North have been prevented from landing their produce in their usual piers and harbours because their boat is registered in Northern Ireland. They are only permitted to land their catch at two designated ports, Killybegs and the other in Cork, with those affected saying that often the journey to Killybegs can be dangerous. Speaking in the Dáil, Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin described it as an appalling situation.
Irish fishermen with a licence in the north of Ireland are being prevented from landing their fish in harbours and piers across the state, with the exception of Killybegs and Castletown Bear. Now, in counties like Donegal, this means that the SFPA are literally at harbours preventing Irish fishermen landing in to their harbour, but worse than that, they're going to co-ops and producers and getting rid of their lobsters and crabs. It's an appalling situation. And Taoiseach, you have it in your power by this Friday to designate more piers and harbours across the state and to reinstate their fishing rights and their rights to supply to this island.
Responding, Micheál Martin says a review is taking place as it relates to additional resources and costings in the event of manning additional designated ports.
The Deputy raises a very serious and important issue because from the 1st of January, as you know, the United Kingdom has become a third country and therefore subject to illegal, unregulated and unreported legislation and North East Atlantic Fisheries Commission requirements. Castletown Bear and Killybegs are the current Irish ports designated for third country landings of fish for both. Of those purposes, and that includes Northern Ireland UK vessels. As we know, as you said, UK fishing vessels, including Northern Ireland vessels, have had a pattern of landings into many Irish ports prior to the UK leaving the European Union. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine has requested the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority to review the issue in terms of additional resourcing and costs that would be required in the event of further designations, and is working on the issue. I think what's in, you know, there are practical issues involved here in terms of the designation of further ports.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Kickstart your running with top brand footwear at michaelmurphysports.ie. Free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic games. Chris Barrett has become the fifth Mayo footballer in recent weeks to retire from inter-county action. The Balmullet defender started last month's All-Ireland defeat to Dublin. Barrett won seven Connacht titles and an Alliance National League in his 12 years on the Mayo panel. Well, Dublin's Brian Fenton and Kieran Kilkenny, along with Mayo's Killian O'Connor, are the nominees for the PwC GAA GPA Footballer of the Year. All-Ireland champions Dublin of 13 of the 45 nominations for the Team of the Year, with beaten finalist Mayo receiving 12. Three Donegal players are included, Patter Mogan, Michael Langan and Kieran Thompson. But for the first time in many years, there are no nominees from Tyrone, while Kerry have just one. Ulster champions Cavan have seven players in the shortlist, and Munster winners Tipperary see four players up for the awards. Mayo dominated the shortlist for Young Player of the Year, with Oisin Mullen, Tommy Conroy and Owen McLaughlin all up for gongs. To cross-channel soccer, the big game of the weekend sees Premier League leaders Manchester United visit champions Liverpool on Sunday. United manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says his team hoped to cause an upset. That's despite United arriving at Anfield as the side sitting top of the table with a three-point advantage over the rivals. Solskjaer has told his players being pace setters now is nothing to celebrate.
You don't get anything for being at the top of the league in January. So, no, it's not a congratulations. Of course, it's not something that we've ever really valued. It doesn't matter. You know, it's where you end up at the end of the season that matters.
Well, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says Sunday's top-of-the-table match with United may come too soon for defender Joel Matip. The centre-back's not played since the end of December, but the Premier League champions continue to have shortages at the back. Klopp said Matip's close to a return, but he's not sure that this weekend is possible.
Does it make sense now to throw him in a game with one or two sessions, which he didn't do yet, but today and tomorrow he might be involved? To bring him, I don't know. We have to see how we have to decide it then. You have to look at him, how he will train and how he looks in training.
Liverpool great Graeme Souness says his old side are struggling to maintain their consistency ahead of that big clash on Sunday. Souness says United will be facing Jurgen Klopp's side at the perfect time.
This year they're scratching around, and I think you can directly trace it back to losing Virgil van Dijk early on. For United, I don't think there's a better time that in recent history for United to be going to Anfield. This is as good as it will get from them.
Former Manchester United player Wayne Rooney has been appointed the Derby County manager on a full-time basis. The former Manchester United player has had the role on an interim basis since the end of November. Derby are currently 22nd in the Championship table, just 4 points off the bottom. One man that won't be playing this weekend is James McLean. The Republic of Ireland international has been suspended by his club Stoke City for breaching COVID-19 regulations. The Derry native trained in a private gym and he won't be considered for tomorrow's championship game against Blackburn Rovers. Aston Villa boss Dean Smith won the Premier League Manager of the Month award for December. During that time, they were unbeaten in 5 matches, winning 3 of them. When Manchester United's Bruno Fernandes has picked up the Player of the Month prize, having scored 3 goals and providing 4 assists. There's no action for Irish League Premiership clubs this weekend. The league is currently in a 2-week hiatus amid the latest wave of coronavirus cases in Northern Ireland. But Premiership clubs and match officials will receive COVID-19 testing before the league resumes on the 23rd of January. Funded by the Northern Ireland Football League and the Irish FA, testing will continue initially for 4 weeks with a review after 3. English rugby premiership boss Darren Childs has revealed that the European Champions Cup pool stages will be shelved in favour of a knockout format in April. The tournament is currently suspended due to the COVID-19 crisis. No official announcement has been made yet, but the likes of Leinster are set to play Gloucestershire in the last 16, with Munster to host the Scarlets. Munster legend Alan Quinlan would have preferred to have seen the pool stages completed.
It doesn't sit easy with me cancelling those 2 rounds completely. We've seen cancellations already with COVID in December where, you know, teams were awarded 5 points and a couple of matches didn't go ahead. So it's a bit of a mess, really. But look, I think the competition will be finished.
Finally, we go to golf ahead of this evening's second round of the PGA Tour Sony Open. Ireland's Seamus Power is level par in Hawaii. He shot a 70 on day one yesterday and is 8 shots off the lead. The trio out in front are Joachim Niemann, Peter Malnati and Jason Kokrak. They all sit on 8 under par. That's your sport for today, Michaela. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. Senior figures in the Church of Ireland have apologised for the role the church played in the mother and baby scandal. In a joint statement, the Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland, John McDowell, and the Archbishop of Dublin, Michael Jackson, acknowledged the pain and hurt experienced by women in the homes. They say members of the church were complicit, as with the rest of society at the time, in a culture of hypocrisy and judgment which stigmatised women and children. Finally, a West Donegal councillor is opposing plans for a primary care centre in Dunloe. Plans have been launched with Donegal County Council for the development on Carnmore Road, which would include GP services and a pharmacy. Councillor Micheál Colm McGill Osbuck fears Dunloe Community Hospital will eventually be downgraded as a result. While acknowledging that there is a need for additional resources for Dunloe Community Hospital, he doesn't believe this to be the right answer.
What I want to see is now Donegal County Council rejecting this plan. We need definitely more doctors in Dunloe, there's no doubt about that. We do have the space and capacity in Dunloe Hospital to either build on or to extend, whichever meets the need. but not to move outside of the Donegal Hospital campus. We need to be adding to our healthcare system, not taking away from it.
Weather now cloudy this evening with rain becoming widespread overnight. The rain will be heavy at times with a risk of localised flooding and lowest temperatures of 6 to 9 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the latest figures from the CSO up until January the 8th show 73 COVID-related deaths have been reported in County Donegal. The median age of those that died was 83. Well, there's been a huge rise in the 14-day incidence rate of COVID-19 across all local electoral areas in Donegal. Cases are up across the county, resulting in the rate of infection in the Milford and Letterkenny areas being almost double the national average per 100,000 people. A Donegal bus escort says there are serious concerns ahead of the return to school for special needs students next Thursday. It's claimed the number of pupils on school buses, lack of ventilation and PPE are still major issues. And the Taoiseach says efforts are ongoing in a bid to solve the Brexit fallout issue affecting fishermen. For the last 14 days, fishermen in Donegal and the north have been prevented from landing their produce in their usual piers and harbours because their boat is registered in Northern Ireland. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is news with Colm Ferger, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Gomani Jeev, Colm Ferger and Shotland, the Prevskelty, Air Highland Radio. Fogri Tur and Chacht and Shot, Tarhi Survey, Heave Connor Nigiliga, a Chaspinch Goval Bresh, Agus a Hing Gulai Million Dini, Monina as a Gomus Giliga Lorha, Agus Ya Villun, Monina as a Gomus Leshingiliga Hishkinch, Elena Herin. Falsi in the Figury de March Shy Hart, Marfarch, the Shrai Vliantul, Moor Hija, Connor Nigiliga, Daravanam, Kerde and Scale, Fiha Fiha, Yarku, Agus Umper Ilyash Nigiliga Sachir. Fura has a macomai gur anti quigas an eefwinge the ran farcheha o yas gur hard station radio giliga jiriha rini oga a winu fridge tali and cadunish telefisha raha agus dainty liat in the ran farcheha gur hard gome takiart stach foil the emmerki at hanagoni in yerin con giliga olum dainty shaska fwinge the rini o hui Gur chór gas dalta stadger hanga awain shahas barla ag level TGMO. Tá sé fógríthe go bhfuil an cholacht RA package tí tóranta, ceannaithe ag Pro Ampac Holdings is cholacht gealtachta ARA package tí cliant cholacht do chod údras na gealtachta a tá lonaithe ar farc grógi dór i gondi hún an all. Dearabhí Pro Ampac go bhfuil siad ag súl Curlish and Comus Liachnu Lenatarige in Warhana the Waragi Jilta Bia. Chucky Rap is Jaff We Scap Branda Pro Ampac August Fanhi Okhoj Ibriakti Jen Tusiokta or Fadin Yidor in Yelter to Gunanam. Major Larachis to Hodjudrus Nigeltakta is Jess Huntusa Flesh at Hansha the Rap. A via gobbler in yehel, a lehedge the winter mah, labianti bagger and nuus, to suicide yakhead than your fasti and nish and unid, egg park no, agasid egg bunch sprucken the mora mah, o hannock and collart and a fod, in ejeg nihis a shacked. Augusta factus or bondigaracla and gidor, con effecti nager came a covet in ejeg, hursi alinia sigeltak the whalu, taharixul, lanuncherai, la hokaji, agus emakti naharaclania, in an yon nach will cad locked vacant of frastal arhu, eganaraclan hain, the war shrianti, lanunaha covet in ejeg. To drami agus emakti yella falsi her in the mind social to eglock naharaclania. A jarshid goal mwenu ictastal mas mienlo tellu chaspanta shakura foil. Tellu erin scale shot exceev na haraklanya haraklan.com. Agushin mochodse eligulier slanagus banat.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, January the 15th. The death has taken place of Mrs. Kathleen Connolly, née Brawley, 5 Town Parks Convoy. Remains reposing at her son's residence, Paul and Patricia Connolly, 67 Thorndale Letterkenny, from this evening at 7 o'clock. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for 11 o'clock Mass in St. Junan's Church, Raphoe, travelling via Town Park's convoy. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Mass can be viewed live on St. Junan's Parish Church, Raphoe website. The death has taken place of Mary Ellen Bonner, née Brennan, Tully Island, Burton Port. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11:30 in St. Columba's Church Acres, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Cathy Gamble, née McGinley, Ross Gear Lifford. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock, going to St. Patrick's Church, Murlock Lifford, for funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam, clonleeparish.com/webcam. The death has taken place of Eugene Tootsie Hegarty, Culhame, Mountaintop, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Letterkenny. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Patrick Sweeney, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of Leo Devlin, Tubin, Burntfoot. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning in St. Mary's Church Fawn at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Leo's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Due to HSE and government guidelines, house, Requiem Mass and interment are strictly for family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Family flowers only, donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member.